Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, bye-bye. Dr. Jenny, what about the Moldavite?
Got it.
What about the crosses and crucifixes?
Got them.
What about them being pure sterling silver?
They are, 0.925, imported directly from Italy.
Well, how can I get one?
Just go to my website, www.drjenny.com. That's drjenny.com. Log on, click on the online storefront, and you can see all the crosses, the crucifixes, the pendants, even lockets. And the lockets all come with a piece of blessed palm from Palm Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go online right now and buy myself a crucifix.
Do it.
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drjenny.com. That's www.drjenny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drjenny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, Can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Wow, and I want to welcome everybody to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica. And we want to welcome everybody to the show. You know, we've taken a couple of weeks hiatus, haven't we? Has it been 2 weeks?
Yes.
It has been. I think it
has.
Are you confused? I took off, I think.
Last week you took off.
I think you were there the week before.
No, the week before I just felt awful and I decided not to. I've been battling. I had a head cold, which turned into sinusitis, which turned into laryngitis.
But I am, as you can hear, back to my old
self. Now you are all better.
My old self? No, my young self. How's that?
That's right.
I like that better. We decided, we made a decision, Jessica and I, that we're no longer going to refer to ourselves as old anymore. Because we're not old. We're not old. And every time somebody, it's like that old saying where every time we claim that we are something, we put that into our subconscious mind, we keep running that script. So we're not going to do that, are we?
And that's true. And I have never felt old.
Yeah.
I really don't. Except I was telling you earlier, my boss is exactly the same age as me. And we have somebody else that we work with that's 12 years younger.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a TV show today.
Room 222.
And she's like, wow, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
You know, when we were like 9, 10 years old, I think, when that came on. I mean, I was really young. You were, too.
I was young, too. Yeah. And it's when you talk about TV shows that you realize, you know, different age groups.
We were talking about the comment that Jack Nicholson had made at the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Jennifer Lawrence. And I said, you know, he's kind of a creepy-looking guy, and he actually reminds me of Red Skelton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, you know, I could say that to most anyone else, and they'll say, who's Red Skelton? Right? So, you know what? It is. I'm feeling great now, and I'm really appreciative, and I want to thank you, everybody, for your well wishes. You know, I talk a lot.
Well, you talk all day long.
Yeah.
And you're a really talkative person.
In general.
In general.
Yeah.
So basically, you don't ever shut up.
I don't. And my husband just said that, by the way. No, not in those words. He was kinder. But no, actually what I did was I was advised by some very dear friends who said, get in bed and don't get out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I didn't feel sick. So I'm like, okay.
Well, you just needed to rest your voice.
If I'm up and I'm about, I'm talking. If I'm out shopping, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah, you're talking.
I meet people. I talk.
You talk to everybody. She talks to everyone everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll talk to people, but you make friends everywhere you go.
Because I love people.
It's like, hi, how are you? How are you doing? I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we're just walking past this person.
No, because I feel like I know them all. I don't know. Maybe it's because of what I do. I don't know, but I feel like an instant connection to them, and so I feel like I know them, and they respond like they know me.
Well, and they do.
So, you know.
And you may, like I said, I always wanted to be outgoing like that. I'm not.
It's. I think it's
like, please don't talk to me. Let me just pass by.
So I had to shut up, literally, and it was so hard for me, and so I rented a bunch of movies, and you know that big bag of books, by the way, that you brought me?
Did you read some?
I picked out 7 of them.
Did you read them?
I am reading
2 pages.
It is so hard for me to read a book that's not work-related anymore.
See, I like just reading junk.
I used to. I don't know.
I find it relaxing.
Every time I'm reading it and I'm trying to get to the next page and I'm like, you know, but I could be reading more on this, or I could, because the more I learn, the more I can teach others.
Well, sure, but you have to learn to relax, too.
I know, and that's why I had these great workbooks next to me on my
mm-hmm.
bedstand. I didn't pick one up, and I for 4 days I hardly spoke.
I know, because I didn't even call you or anything.
I
texted you. I'm not calling
you. I know.
You.
I sent out a text to everybody, and I said, I can only text. I cannot talk.
Right.
And it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard.
Well, for somebody that, you know, talking is just second nature. That's got to
be hard.
It
is. In everything I do, you know, I have passed the second radio show over with a sword. I have knighted Jay. He is now
the
host
flaming
of
sword.
The Sunday night show, yeah, a network
cool.
of Christian psychics. He does a wonderful job, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's neat.
So in a way, it's all worked for the better. Well, as it always does, I always say everything happens for a good reason.
That's right.
And so now I'm back to taking my clients' calls again because I couldn't, those poor people couldn't hear me. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk. You know? So it wasn't good. But I'm glad to be back. We're glad to be back on this show because we love this show, don't we?
Oh, we do. And we have so much fun.
We really do. We really enjoy doing it. Now, we're going to take callers in just a minute, and I see that there's several on. And let me give you the order in which I'm going to take them so you all know I'm going to get to you all. The ones that I read out the prefixes now, I will get to each and every one of you tonight. It's 610-848-267-602-575-430, 313-213-717-329. Now, as of right now, I'm going to be able to get to all of you callers.
Cool.
However, I will say this, if some of you drop out of the queue and others come in, then I'll get to even more than that. So
mm-hmm.
just so you know, but I may even get to more than that as well. So
okay, you're usually pretty speedy.
I'm a pretty speedy McSpeedy. We did something tonight. I want to talk about this, and then we'll go ahead and get to our readings. And I also want to say if you do want to call in, you can reach us by simply dialing in at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Very good. See, that's why you have to be here, so you could do the whole number.
So I have the last four digits because
yeah.
I really don't know the rest.
And we'll be, I know, I don't know the whole number either. We'll be doing the angel readings. And in addition to that, we've got Susie Q, our chat room mom, who is in the chat room and keeping everybody so happy. And if you have a question, go ahead and pose that question in the chat room. And Susie will resend it to me in big, bright red letters so it doesn't get lost in all the chatter that goes on in there. And then we'll be able to do that. And we want to shout out hi to Susie. We're so glad that she could join us tonight. Now, the other thing I wanted to say to you is we did something tonight that was just really bizarre, and I want to talk about that because both our daughters are getting ready for prom.
Yes, they are.
So they're out prom dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a particular store in the mall,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I just think a prom dress shouldn't be the same cost as, let's say, your mortgage, okay? So we went to this dress in the mall, and I'm not going to say the name
dress
of it.
Store.
It was a dress store specifically for prom dresses, and you actually register your dress so that if no one else in the, that's going to your school can buy that dress.
So this way your dress is unique.
Yes. And for that, you get to pay $600
yes,
for the gown.
Yes, it's insane.
And this was what I loved. So we walked in, and they were very aggressive women.
Extremely aggressive, which I really don't appreciate.
Right. And Jessica's daughter and my daughter are, what, 9 months apart or 7 months
yeah.
apart?
Yeah. My daughter's a senior. Your daughter's a junior.
Right. And but age-wise, are they 7 months?
Yeah, 7 months.
Hannah is, no, Tiffany and Melissa are 9 months. Tiffany and Hannah are 7 months, yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. So, all right. Here's the deal. We walk in. Aggressive. Very aggressive. What did she say? You can pick three dresses, then I'll pick one for you. I said, oh, we're limited in the dresses they can try on? Yes, because we don't want to overwhelm you. And I felt like saying, because I'm a tard and I can't figure it out. I mean, if I can afford to pay for this dress, she'll try on every freaking dress that
right,
she wants. Right,
right.
So she goes, of course, you know, this is, you know, those are the internal voices
mm-hmm.
that we hear in our head, but that's not what comes out. What comes out is, okay, thank you very much.
And we're both giving each other the look.
Yeah, and we're looking at each other like, uh-huh. And then she puts these, they pick these dresses
mm-hmm.
and they try them, and then they set, you know, they set us down and they put them, they go and they come out and they pin up the dresses and you come out and they try them on. And you're looking at them and you're thinking, I thought the material looked cheap.
It looked like polyester.
Yeah, it looked terrible. And our daughters had been out with us the other day
mm-hmm.
trying on dresses, and they both looked beautiful in those dresses.
Beautiful.
Which were a fraction of the cost, by the way.
Yes.
So as we're watching and we're watching and we're watching, she then came out, the woman, and said, this is a New Jersey fall, right? This is,
which we had never heard before.
So we just said, what does that mean? Because we're from Jersey, and let's face it, we've never seen it. What do you mean
we've never seen
Jersey?
That before?
Oh, she said, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, and my mother said the same thing. She said, this is the way the girls in Jersey are wearing them now. I said, okay, but we're in Florida, and having a train that long for a prom dress makes absolutely, I mean, it made
and
no
how
sense.
You going to dance?
You can't dance. It was
right.
Stupid.
Right.
And then, and this is, I didn't tell you this.
What?
Okay. She actually said to me, and y'all, anyone who's listening to this who pays that exorbitant price to have a one-of-a-kind dress that no one
mm-hmm.
at the party is going to wear, she said to my daughter, she said, by the way, she said, this is such a beautiful dress. It looks so good on you. She said, and you can wear this to homecoming, too.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, ding, 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 wait a second. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you're just saying it's one-of-a-kind. What? It, you, so you're not registering them for? So you're so I looked at her, and I actually did this. I swear.
What?
I said, my daughter would never redo a dress. So my daughter goes, I don't redo dresses. And I just, you know, has she redone a dress? No. Because, oh, come on, folks. You know, our kids won't do that. They,
well, I know, but they also don't spend $500
no, they
for
don't.
Dresses.
And I'm thinking she's trying to create a valid reason to spend that much money
yeah.
on a dress that
mm-hmm.
she's going to wear. And she better wear it for 2 hours. So, yeah, all I can say is we left there being
angrily.
Yeah.
Because we didn't purchase.
Yet
they were not too friendly.
As soon as I said, well, there's nothing here that really wows me. You know, I want to look at it and go, oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Now the truth is, my daughter already bought her prom dress.
She did.
My
daughter's still looking.
And so we were really looking for your daughter, but my daughter, of course, is saying, well, hey, what if there's something else that I like?
Yeah,
right?
Something
so,
better.
Like I could use this one as my backup dress, and I'm thinking, only if you're paying for it. You know, that's not going to happen. But it was just kind of funny. But when we decided that we didn't like any of the dresses, you would have thought we were trailer trash.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they basically kicked us out of the store and actually told my daughter, no, what did she say? If you didn't plan on buying, why did you come in or something
yes.
like that? So
they were very rude. I've never been treated like that before.
No.
It was unbelievable.
No, I certainly have never been treated that way either. So all I can say is I hope that their business succeeds, but more importantly, I hope that their attitudes change.
Well, and my daughter has a friend who went to prom last year, and she told her their customer service skills are the worst.
As a matter of fact, I know who you're talking about. And apparently when she ordered her dress, it came in and it was messed up.
Yes.
And they said it wasn't their problem because the manufacturer sent it that way. And this girl's mother, she will shank you, okay? And apparently she went in there and just read them the riot.
Well, they were going to call mall security because
mm-hmm.
she was so angry.
Yeah, but they fixed it, didn't they?
They did. But, you know, it should never come to that.
They should have said, look, this dress came in. It wasn't done right. We can
yeah,
have
it
altered.
Back.
It's not a problem. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be going through the prom dress situation.
Yes.
But my one daughter has now named my other daughter Promzilla. And so it'll be interesting.
Promzilla.
Yeah, she's
that's
just
cute.
Teasing, but that's what she called her. And so, anybody who has daughters that go to the prom, you know what it's like. And you know the day of.
And it's all so expensive. The tickets, the prom dress,
okay.
everything.
You tell me, when we were that age, I mean, I got my prom dress at JCPenney, okay?
I used a gown that I wore at my sister's wedding.
Okay, all right. My sister sewed her prom dress.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we didn't get pedicures and manicures.
No, I didn't have a pedicure until I was an adult.
We didn't get our hair done.
No,
my
I did my own
did hair.
Did
my
hair,
you mm-hmm. know? That's kind of how it went.
And my boyfriend picked me up in a pickup truck.
Well, yeah, and now they rent
and they
limos,
all go in limos.
You know, and I don't know. I think it's too much. But then again, maybe I just need to change with the times.
That's it.
It's possible.
No. I think, you know, times have changed so much. People are so monetarily
driven, and should it be more about like these are the friends that you've spent all these years in school
yeah.
with.
This
is their final dance, so to speak,
right.
and just cut loose and get ready for the big adventure of the rest of your life.
Right.
Instead, they're putting themselves in the hole. You figure the dress is what $500-$600,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the limo was $250,
right?
And then the tickets to get in for two people are $150,
right?
I don't know where we are. Six, seven,
that's
eight,
a
nine,
lot.
And then of course they all go out to dinner before,
right?
And then a lot of them rent hotel rooms.
Yes, after
of which my husband has already said. our daughter is not going to a hotel room with a group, without a group. He said, I will be there. She is not doing that. And I think it's funny because they're all renting.
Well, you know what? We, in our age group, you went to the beach. Though I went to school in Illinois.
We did.
There really wasn't a beach.
Yeah, but you probably went to a lake or something.
We went
to
a lake,
did the same thing,
yeah.
But we went as a large group. We did the same thing. And then the next day, yeah, I don't even remember now.
It was many years ago.
Wow. Mhm. We're young.
We're very young.
On that note,
it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. That's right. Can you imagine? I don't think I could survive that now. And all the pressure they put on themselves, you know?
Yeah.
They don't realize.
But we put pressure on ourselves too back then. It was just different.
Yeah.
Different times. It's all relative.
It is all relative. You know what else is relative?
What?
My relatives, they're relatives too. I don't know why I said that. I think we should go ahead and take our first callers. What do you
good
say?
Plan.
Okay.
Good plan.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open the line for area code 610-848. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
My name is Jackie. Well, Jacqueline.
Thank you. You're doing that to make it easier for me to connect, and I appreciate that. And where are you calling from, Jacqueline?
Yeah. I'm calling from Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania.
Okay, very good.
Which is right next to Delaware.
Wonderful. And have we spoken before?
No, we haven't. Cool. It's my first time.
Well, I'm glad you're calling. I generally like to start all readings with a prayer. So if you don't mind, I'm going to say one prayer. This will cover all the readings I do tonight. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, saints, and angels, I ask that these readings be accurate, be truthful, and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please safeguard my readings, and please make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Wonderful. Tell me, how close are you to the Abby Lee Dance Company?
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
See, and you're in the same boat as me because I don't know what that is either.
She's from Dance Moms. And there's one show a week that I actually watch now. It's Dance Moms. It's like watching Trainwreck, but I can't help it. But she's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know what? I know exactly what you're talking about now, but I never watched an episode.
Okay, there you go. I keep thinking that our summer vacation this year should be like going to Georgia and checking out Honey Boo Boo, and then going up to Pennsylvania and checking out Abby Lee's dance studio. And my daughters think it's a great idea. My husband thinks I've actually gone insane. So
I think you have gone insane.
I think so, too. All right, Jacqueline, how can I help you this evening?
I am recently just getting out of a relationship. More so my best friend that I've known for 12 years and someone that I was planning on marrying.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so recently found out that he could possibly have a baby with another woman, mm-hmm. but we're not sure. There's a possibility of it. It happened when we were broken up.
On a break?
And I'm just really, really hurt over it. I'm really just looking for some answers because I obviously can't, you know, get those answers from him.
Well,
we're really not on
question.
Patient.
I know that you know the reality. You know whether or not that he really did. And I don't think it's so much the child as it is the fact that he'd been intimate with somebody else. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But,
go ahead.
I mean, if there's a possibility of that child being his, is like just a nightmare to me because I do love him, even though we've been off and on and our relationship has not been the best. We do generally love each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just
so
very
hurtful.
So let
me ask you this question. If you have the opportunity, I'm going to go a step further here, but first let's go to this point. If you have the opportunity to be with the the man of your dreams, the man you love, which right now is him. And the only problem is that when you two were not dating, he did have a liaison with somebody else that resulted in a child being born. Would you truly give that man up?
In my heart's telling me to, only because, I mean, I know the woman that is pregnant. I just can't see myself. I can't see myself being okay with the situation and having a future with him.
Okay.
I mean, I do love him. I don't know. I mean, I just found this out. This is very recent news to me, and I'm just completely shattered by it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you the next question.
I've been praying on it, and go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you this question because remember I said I was going to go on to something else, which is the same thing, but there's a follow-up to this because I'm getting some other information. Is it true that there were a lot of situations where you suspected he was cheating in the past?
Well, like I said, we had an off and on relationship because we've been having problems. But when we're together and things are good, no, I never ever suspected him to cheat on me when we were together. But it was the times when, you know, we had problems and, you know, he went his way and I went my way. And I always felt like he went, you know, he was with someone else.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is you were together for 12 years. The angels are showing me there were many times where you suspected he was having indiscretions. And
There has been quite a few times, yes.
So the question
is, we've known each other for 12 years, but we've been in a serious relationship for the past 5 years.
But during all of those years, it was always a roller coaster of a romance, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you really think that it's this one thing that's the straw that's breaking the camel's back? Or could it be the realization that if you continue to date him, you're going to get more of the same?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the relationship is bad, but, you know, we are young. We both come from we had a really bad upbringing, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come from two broken homes, as people like to say.
Okay.
And, you know, life hasn't been easy for either one of us.
Understood.
But, again, we've been there for each other, and I really do love him.
I know.
I'm
going to give you two pieces of advice here. Do I believe that it's possible that this child could be his? I'm going to say that it's possible. But let me ask you, which would bring you more happiness? I've got to ask you this question. The angels are saying, to make your decision, ask yourself this. Which brings you more happiness and closer to that peace that you're looking for? To think of yourself being with him in the next 3 weeks or to think of yourself completely cut off from him for the rest of your life?
To be with him.
Okay, so
right
there's
now.
There's your answer. I mean, you might be upset, but I've got to share this with you. You know, so often we get upset over what somebody did when we weren't dating them. Well, we weren't dating them. They had the right to sleep with whomever they want. It doesn't mean we feel like they made good decisions, but you had no hold on him at that point in time. And so if during this time of taking a break this happened, you have to realize that you can't change the past, but you can take care of the future. If you let what happened ruin your opportunity to be with him in the future, if this is who you absolutely set your heart on, honey, I really think that you need to say, okay, I'm going to accept this. Now we need to make the best of it. because otherwise you're giving up a man that you say that you really love. And if you love him that much, you know what? You can't blame him because he wasn't with you. It's not like he cheated on you. You may not like him.
He kind of, to me, he kind of did cheat on me. I mean, it was only a week of being away from me, so.
Well, but you were out of the relationship, and when you're out of a relationship, you know, it's all systems go with whomever he wanted to go with.
Right.
And it sounds like he put it on overdrive. And that's okay.
Yeah, he definitely
did. Here's the thing. Look at it this way. You know, he could have gone with her, had a great time, and realized, she's the one I want to be with, and you lost him forever. But that's not what happened. You know, he went his way, you went your way, and you both realized that you wanted to be together. And now you're really upset because he may be the baby daddy, but at the same time, you know, you still love this guy. I mean, you know, even with his imperfections, you've decided this is who you want, and you have every right to do that. So my suggestion to you is don't put more barriers between the two of you. Because the one thing I do have concern about is this woman now may start trying to put a hold on him if he's freewheeling it out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you love him. He's the guy you want to be with. And the only reason you don't want to be with him is simply because he had a child out of wedlock when you two weren't together. You know what? Might be a poor decision on his part. You can't hold him, almost punish him and break up with him for that. That's just not, it's not, do you really think that's fair?
I mean, it's, the situation is really complex because I do know the girl. You know,
and you really dislike the girl. And you can't believe that this happened, and you feel like she stole your man, and even though you were broken up, she should have known better.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you picking up on anything? Like, I kind of, like, just, I mean, me and him aren't able to communicate at the moment. The last time we spoke was not a good conversation at all. And like I said, I just found this out. Almost 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, do you pick up on anything that he's feeling, or, I mean...
Well, he feels like you're blaming him for something that wasn't his fault. First of all, he's denying that the child's his, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he's wondering how you can blame him for something that did or did not occur at a point in time where your relationship was not a relationship anymore. And frankly, he's right.
Yeah. Do you feel as though he does love me?
I know that he loves you. That comes through clear and strong. I know that he wants to commit to you, and it looks like you guys were getting close to a commitment. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So my advice to you is, since you do love him, you're kind of making him pay the price because he made a bad choice, but he didn't dishonor you. You weren't with him at the time, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
And you're kind of making him pay the price for the fact that he made a really poor choice in who he slept with.
I understand what you're saying. It's just I'm really, really hurt. I mean, I wouldn't have expected this in a million years. Like, I'm so hurt over it.
I know you are. I know. You feel like the sacred trust has been broken.
Absolutely, and that's something that we planned on doing together. You know, I actually have a son. His name's Daniel. He's 5 years old, and his father is not in the picture whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a father to my son since day one. So, you know,
he's
so we kind of already have a.
And he's been a father to your son. You already have, like, the nucleus of your family. And because when you two weren't dating, he may have perhaps fathered another child, you feel as if you need to break off the relationship. Something here doesn't add up.
I mean,
I know you really dislike the girl he slept with. Go ahead now. Go ahead and say what you were about to say.
I mean, are you picking up that that child is his? I mean, I feel like I need to know that. I mean,
you know, I'm going to tell you, I can't say with 100% certainty because they're not giving it to me with 100% certainty. They're saying possibility, but more what they're telling me, and this is what they keep saying, is you need to, this is all they're saying to me. They're saying be brave and move forward. They're not saying that this is his child. So I'm going to say to you, I can't answer that question because they're not saying that
right.
It is. But I do know this. Was the fact that you got so upset with him when you found this out why he's not talking to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you really want to lose him over this?
No, I don't.
I'm going to give
no.
you some advice. And I'm going to tell you right now, you need to rein it in and you need to get him back. Because for the slightest chance that he thinks that that might be his child or she convinces him that it is, you could lose him permanently. And if you want him to be in your life, which you've already stated you really do, if I were you, I'd reach out a lot harder than you've been. Okay?
Yeah.
I hope this has been helpful to you.
It has, and I thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck, and give us a call back. Let us know how you made out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, honey. That's a hard situation, right, Jess?
That's a toughie, yeah. I sat here thinking about it, and I'm thinking, okay, the thing is you're broken up, so...
All bets are off.
Right, so, you know, if you're with someone else, you broke up for a reason.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
wasn't that the episode of Rachel Friends?
Yes, yes.
Rachel and
what? And didn't we all think Ross was, well, but he waited a day. Come on.
Well, he was hurt, and he did something stupid. And
a lot of people did.
And, you know, like she stated, they're both young.
Right. They're
he
young.
He said something stupid. Now, the worst thing is I truly believe this, if she loves him and he's like a dad to her son, and they have this great nucleus of this family.
Right.
You know, the one thing we didn't address is why did they break up? Why did they break
right,
up?
Right, right.
And
for how long were they broken up?
They, well, only a week, as she stated, right?
Oh, apparently I wasn't paying attention.
But here's the thing. She knew that their relationships have ups and downs, but she still wanted to be with him, and that's all that matters. She still wanted to be with him. And if she still wanted to be with him, that's all that matters. So she needs to lasso him back in or she'll lose
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is, okay, you weren't together when it happened. You either forgive
right,
or you decide you can't. And then you end it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's two choices. That's it.
That's it. There is not a third alternative. And it sounds like she really wants this to go on. And if she waits too long, he'll start committing to that. And I know she doesn't like that girl. I don't know why, but she doesn't like that
Well,
girl.
Especially if this was someone you considered a friend.
I don't think it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was somebody she already didn't like, which made it worse.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Yeah. All righty, so here we go. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller at 267-602. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello, 267-602. Okay, well, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll go on to our next caller then. Okay, we are now at caller 575, area code 430. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
Good, this is Tammy.
Tammy, welcome to the show, Tammy. What part of the country are you calling in from?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay, very good. And how can we help you this evening?
Oh, I've just been on, like, this spiritual healing journey for a couple of years, which I am grateful for. I can't even tell you how much gratitude I have. And I just feel like I'm at the tipping point, and I was just curious if you had some advice and some insight for me to continue to go forward and
Well, you're at the tipping point, but let me ask you a question. Weren't you about to be involved in something very spiritually connected? Weren't you about to go in that direction?
Not that I know of, no.
Because it's really funny. The angels are telling me you were about to step off and what I call the floating ice onto solid ground. So that's how they show it to me, when you're ready to move forward with something. Like you wanted to move forward in the spiritual world. Did you think about doing like aromatherapy or readings or something like that?
I was kind of doing like some paintings and some just kind of intuitive paintings.
Okay, alrighty. And then that must be what it is. And did that not go well for you?
Well, it didn't. It did go well. I just haven't put my paintings out there.
And how come?
Again, yes.
How come?
Probably confidence.
Okay. I'm being told that you're at the threshold right now, and you need to either embrace it or let it go, because the messages and the intuition, that spiritual gift that you've been given, they want you to grab hold of it and to utilize it. But if you don't do that, then you're not going to continue to get those messages. I'm going to ask you, I play this game a lot with people on the phone. It's not a game, and I'm really not playing with you, but you'll see what I mean in a minute. What's the worst thing that could happen if you went and showed your pictures, your beautiful paintings? What's the worst thing that could happen?
Nothing. I mean, in my mind's eye, nothing.
Right.
Right, and so I think that I put them aside because I had more work to do on myself.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't think it was a matter of me, you know, it was just me learning and working towards, you know, my spiritual healing. So I think
I see you as a light worker, and I see you as somebody who gets some wonderful gifts. One of those is the gift of being an empath. You can sense what other people feel. Is this true?
That's true.
Okay. And I also see that you can see into the future, not all the time and not at will, but often you can see into the future, see the direction of where a person's going or where they have come from. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. So when you start getting these messages, what's going to happen is you need to have an outlet for them. That's what your paintings are. But if you started doing your painting and then put them away because of fear, which is exactly what happened, and we both know it, fear of showing them or fear of judgment or fear of ridicule or worse, fear of rejection, it's going to be hard for those messages to keep coming to you because you need that outlet. And so what the angels are saying, you're at the precipice right now. You need to step through that portal, through that doorway, with both feet and say, okay, this is what I do. I do intuitive paintings, and this is what they look like, and I'd love for you all to come see them. You should do, out in New Mexico, there's a lot of those wonderful art shows that are very metaphysical in nature. Do you know very New Age?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So wouldn't it benefit you? Because let me ask you this question. How many paintings have you sold in the last year and a half?
I haven't sold any. I've given them away.
Aha, that's my point. So if you go to the show, and see, I didn't know that. The angels told me. But if you go to the show and you don't sell any paintings, are you any worse off than you were in the last year and a half?
No.
Okay. So you've got zero to lose. That's the whole point. So go. Show your paintings, because when you do, the light is going to fill your heart with joy, because people are going to come and they're going to look at them and say, oh, my God, I don't know why I just love this painting so much. This touches me in a way I can't explain it. And they'll buy that painting. And this will happen. There'll be some people that look at it that won't be touched by it because it wasn't meant for them. The message wasn't being delivered to them.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
You need to do this. This is what you need to do. This is your goal.
Okay.
Does that make sense, okay. Tammy?
It does. It really does. I think that was my intent. I just kind of got sidetracked.
It's so easy to get sidetracked, and the more time we, you know, put it off, the easier it is to put it off. But you have a goal that you're meant to do and to acquire, and that is to get those paintings out to the general public, because somebody needs to see those paintings. You know, I was at a spiritualist church about 6, 7, 8 months ago. I don't remember how long it was. Jessica, you might remember. It was about 8 months.
Yeah, it was probably about 6 or 7
yeah.
months.
And we wanted to see what their Sunday service was like, because it was a spiritualist church and they do readings, and you know, for both Jessica and I, Jessica is Methodist and I'm Catholic, and my husband and I always go to Catholic church and Jessica goes to the Methodist church. But for Jessica and I, we wanted to see what a spiritualist church was, where it was
right.
very open-minded, because of who we are as people and what we believe in. And so we went to this church, and hanging above my desk right now is this beautiful angel painting. And they told us it'd been hanging in the church for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
and one of their parishioners had painted it, and it was a picture of angels. But it's a picture of angels how I actually see them. And it's so wonderful, because I've never seen a picture painted of how I see the angels when they come to me. That picture was painted for me. I truly believe that. And I offered to buy it that day, and they basically gave it to me. I think they took $20 for it or something
yep.
like that. But it's a beautiful painting.
And it's a beautiful painting.
And isn't it? Yeah, until
mm-hmm.
this day, when somebody says to me, how do you see your angels, I'll send them a photo. As a matter of fact, I think
yep.
I'm going to put it on my website so they
you
can
should.
See it.
You should.
But that's the point, Tammy. You see how me being there, that painting was truly painted for me.
Right, and I hear what you're saying, and I know that, and I, if I'm correct, I mean, tell me if I'm correct. I mean, I kind of dropped it, you know, the 1st of January. Is that the painting series that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Why did you drop it? Why did you drop it?
Because I've got to go larger, and I've got to really think about who I'm going to get to help me do it.
Okay.
But I also, you know, kind of wanted to do some other stuff, you know, internally. But bottom line is, I know what you're saying is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Because.
Mm-hmm. I know
and
you know it.
Right. And I knew it, you know, back in December. And I did produced a little sample piece. And there's no doubt in my mind that what you're saying is not true, so.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay. Great. So then what I'm going to say is get back to it. Do what you know that you were meant to do, and you'll see things
okay.
will really open up for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then call
Thanks.
Us back and let us know how you did.
I will do that. It'll
okay.
take me a while. It's a lot of
That's
work.
Okay. That's okay. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We are praying for your success. We know it's a given. It's going to come. Okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, Tammy. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay. Well, that's good. I think definitely pointed her in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like her path for sure.
I mean, without a doubt, that's pretty amazing. And
I always wanted to be able to paint.
I am
the least artistic human being alive, and I have such a desire
yeah.
to be artistic.
I
but
try.
Maybe that's common among unartistic people.
I think everybody wants to do what they can't be. I mean,
right.
You know, I always said I work with a lot of people in the medical community, a lot of doctors and stuff like that. And doctors, you know, when I read for them, they always mm-hmm. want to be businessmen.
Oh, really?
Always. They're doctors, but their true desire is to be a really successful businessman.
Isn't that
so
funny?
Funny? And businessmen, their desire is to either be a doctor or a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
everybody wants to be something.
They're not.
They, yeah.
And I think it's that whole the grass is greener on the other side theory, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess. I mean, for me, I just want to have the ability to create something beautiful like that.
But, you know, have you ever, you know the most...
You've seen
yes.
my art, and it's pretty bright.
I created something that was beautiful for me. Do you remember the? I use an angel, sometimes an angel pendulum,
mm-hmm.
when a person comes into my office, and I'm getting these messages, but they can't hear or see the angels because if they were able to communicate with them, they wouldn't be coming to me, right?
Right.
So I want to kind of like validate what I'm getting. So I'll use my angel pendulum. With my quartz at the end, and I created. Remember that picture with the little garden and the gazebo in the house?
Yeah, that was cute.
That was cute. That was my most artistic endeavor.
That was very artistic.
And it came out really neat. And I photocopied that, and I use that now. When it goes left to right, it's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it goes up and down, it's yes drive. And so in any event, that's kind of how I validate to people. That was my artistic.
Well, hey, at least you. But you're much more artistic than I am.
Yes, I can draw better than you, but you've got...
Everyone can draw better than me.
I was
going to
say, but you can, at least I don't make you lip sync happy birthday. So, you know, we all have our...
That's the truth. There you go.
We all have our strengths. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. We're going to try and talk to the caller from 267-602 again. Are you with us? 267, area code 602. Are you on the line? Okay. They are not speaking, so we're going to go ahead and go on down to the next caller, who is, looks like it is 678 with a prefix of 793.
I won!
Oh, hey, Susie. I could hear it. Susie Q from our chat room. How are you, Susie?
It is. You know what? The greatest compliment I can pay you is calling into the show.
Well, the great,
I awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much.
That's
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Susie's from Georgia. She's also our chat room mom. And is there anything we can help you with tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. What question do you have for us tonight?
Just something. Whatever you're getting.
Okay, well, let me take
a look. She wants some exciting news.
Let me take a look and see what I'm getting.
I want a yippee.
Okay. I wrong, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you something that I'm getting. I'm telling you that I'm getting a message from Serafina. She's an angel. And she's saying that...
beautiful name.
Isn't it? It is actually very beautiful. But she's saying that there's going to be a very positive, healthy, wonderful change coming to your family. And I see it coming this summer. And they're telling me...
Am I going to have a baby?
I don't think you're going to be having a baby, and I'm not even sure if it's a baby that they're talking about. But they're showing me coming it this summer, and they're saying there'll be a period of adjustment. But they're also saying to me... The good thing is that somehow that this change is going to cleanse everything that's been going on in your family and create stronger bonds and loving relationships.
Hmm.
So I don't know what that change is or addition is to your family, but I do know that it's being divinely guided.
Maybe this new baby is going to just, you know, change everybody's attitude towards life.
Could be. So there's going to be something that's going to totally bring everyone together, and I think that's really important.
Okay.
Okay.
Good thing.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. All right.
Okay.
Well,
is Jessica and I still on track with our man for a note? For in May?
May. I recall that I told you
no.
Both in May.
No.
Well, I have...
March or April, if I recall correctly.
No, I said May.
No, you said March or April.
Susie, you were there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've got May.
Yeah, it was...
What happened to March or April?
Somebody, one of the other readers told you March or April. I told you May.
Huh.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I felt
maybe
that May.
I heard March or April from someone.
I think it was one of the readers from the Network of Christian Psychics who
That's possible
that.
Because I have such a good memory.
Yes. But
okay, well, it's just a matter of 1 to 2 months. We waited a lifetime for this. We can wait until May.
Exactly. And you know, Susie, the good part is that comes this summer, Like I said, I see changes in the family situation that are positive and cleansing and opens up the channels of communication again. So this is all good stuff, okay?
Yeah, see. Okay, so the thing that Susie needs is her man. Yes,
okay.
Like welcome, very much welcome. Creating the bond again with the family. I definitely see that as being a wonderful blessing. But Susie's ready to get another dog to add some more love to the house.
I think that getting another dog right now, according to what my angels are telling me, is a bad idea. I understand that you want another one, but I'm just going to ask you to hold off on that for a little bit. Now, you have free will. You can get another dog, but they're telling me a major no right now. And I don't know why, but I think it might have to do with the new man that's coming into your life and allergies.
Ah.
What are we
going to
do with have?
That, you know, I...
Hey, doesn't she have other dogs?
I believe you have four other dogs. Is that correct?
I have three with me now.
Okay. Well, I feel that that getting another dog at this point is not advisable. However, you have free will.
Maybe you should get a cat.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be very good for my dogs.
Or a bird.
Or God
I
knows what.
Not
you know,
like that very much at all.
No, I don't like that either. Fish are nice.
Fish.
Fish are peaceful.
You two are so funny.
With the fish, but they're pretty.
Yes, they are.
Suggest you stay away from another dog. I think that right now you've got.
Of course, I'm going to listen to the angels.
There you go. They're actually giving me a really strong no on that, you know, a really strong no on that. So for now, I would just hold off on that. But I do see, like I said, very good things coming for your family. You know, it's funny because I keep seeing this big, like, breakfast meeting in a restaurant, and you're all there laughing and having so much fun, and everybody's so happy. And it just it fills my heart with joy to see that that's going to be happening.
Wow, that is a blessing. It really is. I truly have waited a long time for that.
Great. Well,
I'm telling you, I do see it coming.
I do see it coming through. So keep your eyes open for that, okay?
Yeah, the only thing that I have trouble with is the forgiveness part.
You know, the thing about forgiveness is, and I've said this I don't know how many times on the show, but I have to keep saying it because I think it's very apropos. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean saying I forgive what they did in their actions, but it does mean agreeing to move forward and letting it die. Everybody makes mistakes. Myself, Jessica makes a lot of them.
I don't make any mistakes. None.
Poor Jessica.
She really doesn't. I'm just teasing. We all make mistakes. I mean, we're not. That's
apparently, I don't remember anything clearly.
Really?
Apparently not.
But we all do.
At least you can sing.
Yes, and she
that's
does.
True.
She sings really well, and she gets to sing every day in the car. And when I go to sing, whenever I'm out with the girls, they're like, "Ginny, please don't. Just don't. Okay?
Don't.
You're throwing us all off," is what I hear. I'm like, "Oh, gee, okay." So,
but you can draw.
Yes, I can draw. I'll draw a song. Point is, Susie, don't worry about the past. Only worry about today, and that will take care of the future too, you know? We fill our heart up with all this pain and anguish and disgust and anger and guilt, and it doesn't get us anything. It's not going to buy us one extra day in heaven, I can tell you that. But I know what will, and that's to release everything and just let the love of God's light shine into your heart. And if you do that and truly do that and let it fill your body whole, you will find that you'll have no resentment over the past. You'll just appreciate what God is giving you at the moment.
Okay.
Okay?
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
I'm taking prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
And my stomach really feels very, very puffy and uptight.
Okay. Do you suffer from acid reflux at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay. because I will tell you that prednisone will really destroy your stomach. So, and it also messes with your emotions. So,
a win-win situation here.
Yeah, I know. The only thing I can tell you is make sure you take some of the acid reflux medication that you've been prescribed, and because that will help that burning feeling and also that heavy feeling in your stomach. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm actually looking at thinking about cutting back on it already before I'm supposed to. It's really just so crazy.
You know, legally I cannot advise you to cut back on any kind of medication. I can only tell you that you need to seek the advice of a medical professional that works in that field. That's by law what I have to say. However, that being said, you know, they gave me some prednisone for my laryngitis, and it helped.
And it was scary, Susie, okay? Let me just tell you that.
I turned into scary, Jenny. It was not good, and I actually did not take the full dose because I was coming unglued, and I don't come unglued, so it was quite foreign to me. But I will say this. Afterwards, what I had said to everyone is I'm glad that I had the opportunity to see what that feels like. Because when I talk to clients who are going through something like that, now I have a much better idea of what they're going through. I can help them more easily because I get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's a silver lining to everything.
Yes, there is.
I'm sure you can cut back your medication if you talk to your PA and see what they suggest. Maybe a 50% dosage. But, again, you have to talk to the medical professional to find that out.
Yes, I will.
Okay. We love that you called in. Thank you for manning our chat room. I'm going to get to our other callers on the line right now. But you be safe. And thank you so much. And let us know how the cutback of the medicine went, okay?
Okay, and thank you for the message.
You're welcome. Love you, Susie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
And that was Susie Q, our chat room mom, and she's such a delight, and she's always so helpful. You know,
she is.
She's such a great person. Let's go ahead and take our next caller here, and our next caller is calling in from area code 484, and it looks like the prefix is 274, and I'm trying to put you live, and I have. 484, prefix 274. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Denise.
Well, welcome to the show, Denise. Sounds like you've got a little one in the background.
Two of them, 6 and 8.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. That's such a fun age. Oh, my gosh. I love when my children were smaller because
mm-hmm.
I got to pick all their clothes.
I know now.
Right?
We get the eye roll.
Oh, yeah. Do I ever get the eye roll. Denise, what part of the country are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, too. Okay. So do you know Abby Lee's Dance Company?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I must be personally making this show survive. I'm watching too much of Abby.
You are ridiculous.
Okay, there we go. How can I help you tonight, Denise? It's okay. You don't have to know Abby Lee.
Oh, well, what part of Pennsylvania is that in anyway?
You know what? I think they're near Pittsburgh.
Oh, that way.
Yeah, and then
coming out at the end.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you're at the end of which end are you at? Closer to?
Poconos, closer to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
So now we like you even more because we're Jersey girls, you know.
You know, I was born in Jersey.
What part of Jersey?
I was actually born in Warren Hospital in Phillipsburg, and I lived a little bit in Hartbridge. Phillipsburg, yes, Warren County.
Yeah.
Yep, been there many times.
We, I lived in a town called, Roxbury, but prior to that, East Brunswick, which everyone knows. But Roxbury is where I spent most of my time. And Jessica was
And I'm from Rockaway.
And she lived, and actually that's how I met Jessica. She lived, we both Well, you worked for my mom. That's how I met
yes.
you.
And
you,
and I married your brother.
Well, I wasn't going to state that because...
Not that that was a great idea.
I should have told you then, but...
That's another story.
That's a whole other show. But we're both from Jersey. So how can we help you?
Well, I just have been under a tremendous amount of stress since 2008 and really facing a lot of changes and
mm-hmm.
Almost went completely homeless. But, you know, I have a roof right now at the moment and getting ready to move again. And I'm still so unsure of what the future brings. And I'm just looking for some good news. If you have any, but if you don't, you know, I'll just take it because I'm used to it.
You know what? I want you to say these words for me because that's not what I want you to ever say again. I want you to say, only good things are happening to me. Please repeat that.
Only good things are happening to me.
Okay. Now, I also want you to do something else. I want you to take out a piece of paper and a pencil. Do you have access to that?
I got the paper.
Okay.
I got the pen.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you that you've been in an economic downfall that you know about. We're going to change
yes.
that. But you, there was also a health situation. What happened?
A health situation?
Yeah. Did you lost your health insurance?
Not yet. Oh, God, not yet.
I'm not saying you're going to, but I felt that there was, like, some medical bills that had to be paid and you couldn't pay them. It could have been just going to the doctor or to the dentist and you didn't have the money and that's frustrating you.
That's the beginning of this year because of the new deductible at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. There were some tests that I needed to try to get in by the end of the year, and then I had prescriptions I had to fill, and I can't really get that done. Because I have to pay for it outright.
Right, because now you've got the new deductible as of January, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's what they're showing me. So we're going to change this for you. I want you to write this down, okay? You're going to write it right now. I want you to write the words, money is pouring in my windows.
Okay.
I have it written? Okay. Now, I want you in your mind's eye to envision a huge, huge tube, a tube that's probably 2 feet wide. It's made of plastic, but it's really, really big, 2 feet wide. And I want you to envision that tube as being lowered down to your open window. And I want you to see in your mind's eye, shooting out of that tube like it's coming out really fast, are dollar bills, green money, fives, tens, twenties, hundreds. They're shooting out of this tube into your house. And you're sitting there and your jaw is dropping because you're watching money literally flood your house. And then I want you to fill up that piece of paper, maybe with 20 sentences or 20 places on that paper. I want you to continue to write, money is pouring in my windows. You need to write it on that paper. It might take you 5 minutes, but I want you to write and cover the entire piece of paper. And then I want you tomorrow when you get up to write it 3 more times. And every day from this point forward to write it 3 more times on that piece of paper. And every time you write it, I want you to envision that 2-foot-wide big plastic hose with that money flying out into your house. Okay? Now, that might seem like the oddest thing you've ever heard, but I promise you if you do that, your situation and your circumstances are going to turn for the better.
Okay.
Okay, you do that. You write it 3 times every single day. Envision it pouring in. And do me a favor, when you realize you've got to the point where everything's okay and the money's going pretty good, take a break. Don't get greedy. Don't ask for more than you really need. Take a break from writing it. But if you get to the point where you need it again, start writing it again. Okay?
Okay, so tonight, right, money is pouring in my windows at least 20 times, but, you know, make sure the paper is filled.
So the paper is filled. And then
the
paper is filled. In other words, you're looking at a white piece of paper or yellow piece, and you're just writing, money is pouring in my windows, money is pouring in my windows. You don't have to write them in sentences. You can just kind of write it like, you know, money is pouring in my windows, and then write it off maybe at an angle, money is pouring in my windows. But I want on that piece of paper 20 times for you to see money is pouring in my windows. And then just leave it on your table and go to bed tonight. And when you get up tomorrow, I want you to take another piece of paper, and I want you to write it at least 3 times on that piece of paper. And I want you to do it every single day until your financial situation is changed. And it will. And then when you feel like, okay, things are going good, I'm going to be okay, I want you to stop writing it. But if things slow up again, start writing it again, but don't be greedy with it, okay?
Okay.
You'll be shocked. And you'll call back into the show and tell us how well you're doing, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, so we're going to expect your call, and you'll be shocked at what happens, okay?
Yeah, okay. But I'm concerned about my living arrangements. Like, I wanted to get out of here as soon as possible because of the landlord living upstairs who, you know, we seem to be butting heads. He said he would do things for me, and he hasn't done them, and he's very controlling. And then I found out that he was arrested for indecent assault, sexual assault, and then he was also did time for abuse of a child.
Okay. Not the kind of person you want living above you. To manifest that happening, keep writing what I suggested you write, and then manifest that you need a new place to live. Manifest that, and it will happen.
Well, I have a place to go to, and we're going to be moving in the next week, but I'm just as unhappy about moving into that place as I am as staying here because, you know, there's a controlling building manager over there, and I've asked for things, and I'm, like, shot right down, and the place really is a dump, and it's way smaller, but it's all I could afford right now.
But size is not as important as being in a place that doesn't possess a pedophile, so I think that's definitely the better choice for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Call us back and let us know how things have turned for the positive, because I know they're going to. All right, hon?
All right. And one other thing is that in my calling around to different agencies looking for help throughout this situation since 2008, a couple of times whoever I've spoken with was alarmed about the situation that I was going in, and they've made calls to children and youth. So I've had them in and out of my life the last couple of years, and now they're in my life, and now they're here to stay. They're saying they're here to stay. I'm going to be an ongoing case.
Okay.
That really, really works for me. I'm a good mom. I really am, and I don't really have – it just makes me really nervous to let them into my life.
I do not see that you're going to lose your children, and I do not see that you are going to lose your children, so don't worry, all right?
So are they going to be helpful, or are they going to just –
They're
like
there to help, not to hurt, and I do not see that you're going to lose your children. Okay, Denise?
Okay, that's good, yes.
All right, sweetie. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and we look forward to hearing from you again. All righty, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to take just a 2-minute break here, and then we will be right back to do more readings. The next one is 347-306. And the one after that is 717-329.
Show me your company. Come and tell me who you be. I'll try and take things easy. I'll be loose, I'll be carefree. I'm living for tomorrow, not today. Gotta make my plans, so in case I'll be prepared when I see you smiling. 'Cause I feel so high with, I'm reaching out for your sky. I've found less energies, I feel I could run a million miles. I'm riding on the wheel of fortune, taking me to places far and free. I feel so high when I approach your sky. When I touch your sky, I want my joy to be discreet. Can't seem to hide.
By Desiree. I don't know if that's an old singer. I shouldn't say that.
That sounded old.
It was pretty old. I have a very eclectic taste in
music. It sounded kind of Dionne Warwick-ish.
It was. She actually, one of her songs was featured on Good Morning America for like the season, and I really liked her music because I just think it's very uplifting and positive.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I've actually started listening to a lot of jazz lately.
I love jazz music. I love it too,
and I listen to it at work because, you know, I can't have too loud of music.
Right.
I just need something background. But it's so funny. I had it on at home on Pandora.
Yeah.
And I was cooking and listening to it, and my son comes in and he goes, "What's with the porn music?"
that is jazz. Okay. You know, that's actually funny. I've never seen porn, so I wouldn't know.
Well, apparently.
Yeah, I saw one once. But I will I will say this. Jazz music is really cool, and in New Orleans, you want to have cool jazz
music.
Oh, yeah,
I love jazz.
God, no. You know, you have to, we have to make some road trips. We need to make some, like, I mean,
I'm ready.
You have no idea. I should set up some workshops in other states that way we have an excuse.
Do it, because I have the need to travel these days.
Okay, so any psychics that are listening in, if you want to set up a workshop, we'll do a few workshops on chakra healing and on how to use angel pendulums and also on how to tap into your psychic intuition.
Cool.
And Jessica and I will come out and host the workshops, and we'll work something out because we want to start traveling now, right?
It's a good idea. We need to get out of the state.
We need to get out of the state. We need to do it. Okay, let's take our next caller, shall we?
We shall.
We shall do that. The next caller is calling in from area code 347 with a prefix of 306. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you tonight?
Doing very well, thank you. What's your first name?
My name is Jordan.
Jordan. Well, hi, Jordan. Welcome. And you're calling from what part of the country?
From Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, okay. So what part of Las Vegas are you calling from?
Well, I live in Anderson, but I'm actually from New York, so
okay,
that's why I have the 347 area code.
Oh, got it. All righty. So how can we help you? Do you gamble first? I've got to ask. Do you gamble?
You know, recently I've done a little bit, but I don't get into it.
Good. I'm glad you don't. Because it's one of those things where it's you know, unless you're an extremely lucky individual, very hard to come out on the winning end of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the truth. All right, Jordan, well, how can I help you this evening?
So lately I've been, I found out some news about my health, and it wasn't good news. And then I did it over again to see if I could get some good news, and I, you know, kind of got some good results. So I've been becoming spiritually inclined. So I've been feeling like someone rattle my bed, and I feel someone else's energy around me, and someone touches my ear, and they touch on me. And I want to know who this person is, and I've been trying to communicate with them, but they're not communicating with me, like, clairaudiently.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to tell you is communication with your spirit guides or with an archangel, and I'm assuming that you know that this is where this is coming from. But if you don't, I'm going to do two things for you. I want to talk a little bit about angels to you, just briefly, because angels are the ones who are basically, angel means messenger, and messenger from the divine. And so they're kind of like gifts sent to us from God to help us to remember our divine nature, to be loving and kind and et cetera, et cetera. But I want to make sure that if you're trying to hear something, that it's divine in nature, meaning, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. And I will tell you that the more intuitive a person is, the more dark would like there to be less light. So they can play with that. So what I always do before I connect is say a prayer to protect myself and to protect all those around me. One of the best prayers that I've ever said is the hedge prayer of protection. Have you ever heard of that prayer before?
I have heard of it.
You have? Have you ever prayed it before?
I have not.
Okay. Do you have an aversion to it, or you just haven't thought of it?
I've just never thought of it.
Okay. All right. And here's the reason why I'm saying this to you. The hedge prayer protection will protect your household, your car, your office, and everybody in your family, your friends, etc. So if you'd like, and I don't think I've ever done this before, but I'm going to say this for you now, and then you can play back the show as a podcast, and you can write it out, and you can say this prayer and always protect yourself and make sure that the person that is connecting you is divinely guided. So that, okay, because when you use the words the blood of Jesus, anything evil, negative, or demonic cannot stand that, and they have to flee. So that's why I like this. And this is good for anybody else who's listening tonight. This is just a prayer that was passed on to me from Father Bob Bailey from Paranormal State and The Haunted and those shows. He's a dear friend, and he was kind enough to pass this prayer along to anyone who could use it. And it's a good one, so I'll just go ahead and start it now. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, trusting in the promise that whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will do, we now approach you, Father, with confidence in our Lord's words and in your infinite power and love for us and for our household and our families, and with the intercession of the Blessed Mary, Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, blessed Archangel Michael, our guardian angels and the guardian angels of our households and families, with all the saints and the angels of heaven, and holy in the power of his blessed name, we ask you, Father, to protect our households and its members and keep us from the harassment of the devil and his minions. Father, we ask in desire to serve you and adore you and to live our lives for you that you build a hedge prayer of protection, a hedge of protection around our households like that which surrounded Job, and to help us to keep that hedge repaired and the gate locked, so that the devil and his minions have no access or means to breach the hedge except by your expressed will. Father, we are powerless against the spiritual forces of evil and recognize that our utter dependence is on you and your power. We look with mercy upon us and upon our household and families. Do not look upon our sins, O Lord. Rather, look at the sufferings of your beloved Son and see the victims whose bitter passion and death has reconciled us to you. By the victory of the cross, protect us from all evil and rebuke any evil spirits who wish to attack, influence, or breach your hedge of protection in any way. Send them back to hell and fortify your hedge for our protection by the blood of your Son, Jesus. Send your holy angels to watch over us and protect us. Father, all these things we ask in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. We love you, we worship you, we thank you, and we trust in you. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
That's a wonderful prayer, and it's good for anyone who's listening tonight. It's basically like a cleansing, and it's pretty wonderful. So feel free to go back in the podcast of tonight's date, and you can actually write that out. And if you'd like to, if you're in your computer, you can send me your email address, and I can email it to you as well. But that way you'll know, Jordan, what's going on is that anybody that's communicating with you is coming from a divine source, and that way it's okay and safe to open up yourself to those messages, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I think that you'd like to hear them better. Do you ever get like a high-pitched sound in one of your ears?
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Jessica can testify to this.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, and often that's your angels trying to communicate with you. They operate a very higher, much higher level of vibration and a much higher level of sound. So we kind of hear it as this high-pitched ringing in our ears. One of the ways to hear them better is to turn around and say, you know, please, angels, I understand that you're trying to communicate with me. I'm going to ask you to slow it down and also lower your voices so I can hear it. But I need you to slow it down as well. Now, Jessica did do this,
mm-hmm.
and she actually had a result.
I did. I actually heard somebody tell me, bless you.
Yeah, and it was pretty amazing.
Which was pretty, I was alone, so it was
yeah.
quite obviously not anybody there.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't scary in any way.
Yeah, and that's the other way that you know that the connection that you're getting by your divinely guided presence is truly divinely guided, because you won't be scared. You know, when suddenly the hair on your arm stands up and on the back of your neck and your stomach feels like it's ready to bolt, you know that that's not divinely guided. So you want to cut that communication off immediately. But in order to, you've just done the hedge prayer protection, you're going to be fine. So you can ask them just to slow it down so you can hear what they're saying.
Well, you know, that's the feeling that I get all the time. Like, in my room, out of mm-hmm. the whole house, my room is the coldest room. And it's like almost a 10-degree difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm just laying around or whatever and I'm meditating or I'm praying or I'm lighting my candle or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can just feel the energy. And
right.
I feel it when I'm asleep, when I'm going to sleep, when I'm meditating. Any and everything I do, I feel it.
Yeah.
And then I get the rise of the hair and, you know, everything just starts to happen. But they won't communicate with me clairaudiently.
Ah, okay, okay. Well, I'm going to say this to you. And you're not scared at all by this, correct?
No, you know, when I was younger, I used to see this a lot. I used to actually see, hear, and feel. So, no, I'm not scared.
Okay. What I would say is the fact that you're not scared means that these are archangels or spirit guides that are coming to you. Sometimes it's just as easy, literally, as saying, you know, I do want to communicate with you. I need to hear you. But it's odd because, you know, there's a lot of different clairs, clairaudient, clairsentient, et cetera, clairvoyant. But a lot of times we don't realize how we're communicating, but we're still communicating. So
yeah.
A lot of times we just know what the message is. And by that kind of clear knowing, even though you haven't physically heard the words, do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one way. That's probably the hardest way to explain to somebody, but one of the most simpler way people do receive messages. And the more you start to receive messages and validate it, then the more messages that will be sent, and the stronger your spiritual gifts will become. That's why I'm such a strong proponent for people to read for other people, because they've been given this gift for a reason. So I would recommend you read for other people, and in doing so, your gift will come in stronger and stronger, and you'll find that you have other areas or other players that come alive.
I figured that that's how it would work out. It's funny that you say that. And then the whole just receiving the answer without even noticing that you're receiving it,
right.
That's how it usually happens. Like, but it goes through my dreams. Like, I'll get so many messages through my dreams, and those dreams will then reflect what happens. And, you know, I'm able to, I'll say something to someone if it's really important, and the next thing you know, it'll happen. Or it'll be that there's just this feeling, and I have to trust in my heart that I just sit there and I'm like, okay, well, this is what it is. And I'll say it, and I'm fine with it. And then that's what it is.
Right.
I mean, I can't explain it.
No, you can't. And that's the funniest part. I want you to take any of the people who have intuition that you see on TV today, the ones who we really feel are true and honest and sincere, they'll usually say the same thing. I can't explain it. I just know that these are the messages I get. Sometimes I hear them. Sometimes I get visions. Sometimes it's just a sense of knowing. And I know that it's right. And when I pass those messages on, it's confirmed by the client validating it. So that's always how it happens. And I think that I always say there's a theme to every show. Tonight the theme probably to the show is everyone's on the precipice. You're really at the threshold of your gifts really coming in strongly. And Tammy was as well, the caller that called in earlier, and there was another caller as well. But being at the very beginning of this where it's coming in and you're finally connecting, you do want to use it, because if you don't use it, then the angels assume that you don't want to hear the messages, and then it just becomes kind of non-existent, and that's not good.
Okay.
So you definitely, definitely, definitely want to move forward with this, okay?
I will. I'll succeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Now, is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No, I think that will be it. I don't want to take up any time from the other callers, but thank you so much, and I'll keep
welcome.
In contact.
Please do. God bless you, Jordan. Thanks for calling in.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, he was a fine young man, wasn't he, Jessica?
Yes, he certainly was.
Now, we have a lot of callers, and sometimes some of them are exceptional, and this one was definitely exceptional. Really enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah,
he had
neat.
Really good energy, and
yes,
I liked
that
a lot.
Yes, he did. He sounded so positive and nice.
Yeah, didn't he? Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was somebody, Denise, that we spoke to in the chat room, just forward us a link. Me a link to a meetup group, Voices of the Mountain Medium and Psychic Development Circle, and that's out in Pennsylvania, and out in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey.
Oh, no way.
Boy, do we know that place.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and let's see. Gloria taught religious education for over 25 years in the Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Jessica, do you know Paterson?
I do.
Yes, you do, because Jessica lived in Paterson, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Where did you live?
I lived in Rockaway.
No, but before Rockaway, didn't you live somewhere else in New Jersey?
I lived in Washington.
Ah, that was it, yes.
And I lived in Piscataway.
Piscataway. I knew there was a P. I knew there was
mm-hmm.
a P. Anyway, Gloria founded the Gloria's Place of Hope, a nonprofit organization dedicated to saving children from around the world who suffer from congenital heart disease. She also had a son that had this devastating disease. She's always been connected with the spirit and considered it an honor to be a conduit between the worlds. So that's really neat. But she does this spiritual medium intuitive workshop.
Cool.
And you know what? I'm going to try and save this in my favorites, and I'm going to ask Denise, if you could send it to docginny@aol.com. That's docginny@aol.com. It would really help me, that link, because I can't cut and paste it because I've got the studio brought up here. But I would love to be able to see that. And who knows, you know, that maybe one of the next places we'll go do some workshops in. And
I haven't been back to New Jersey in forever.
I haven't either. That would be very interesting. Then we'd get to meet Denise, which is really, really neat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to repeat it one more time. It's docginny, docginny, @aol.com. And if you could send me an email there, that would be really, really great. And I know Susie will probably type it into the chat room for you, because she's really good with stuff like that. Okay there, perfect. Let's go ahead and take our next call. And the next caller looks like it's calling in from 717 with a prefix of 3. Oops, getting some bad feedback. Okay, 717-329, you're breaking up really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better?
Still hard to hear you.
I apologize.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I would suggest you try calling back in, caller. I'm so sorry. Oh, and that's terrible. That was just
the
worst feedback
ever.
That was
bad feedback.
Yeah. Okay, well, I wanted to talk tonight. There's one of the things I wanted to talk about was who the angels are. And, you know, I know that we have a lot of people that called in tonight who are very intuitive and
mm-hmm.
have a lot of spiritual gifts. And so I want to talk about how or angels are with us, contact us to enact God's plan of peace. God wants us to be peaceful. Our angels want us to be peaceful, right? That's what it's all about. But so many times I hear people say, oh, I don't want to bother the angels. I don't want to, you know, I don't, it's, my thing isn't important enough to ask an angel to help me.
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah. Okay. The truth is, you aren't bothering them or wasting them their time if you ask for a big favor or a small favor. The angels know that sometimes the minor things in our lives often add up to major stresses.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So it's their great pleasure to help you with anything standing in your way. So it's okay to pull into a parking lot and say, Archangel Michael, please help me find a parking spot quickly, or please help me find a parking spot close to the front door so I don't have to trudge through the snow, or please help me find, you know, the perfect cut of roast beef so I can be out of the store really quickly, please. There's nothing wrong with that. The angels don't find that tedious or unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
But you, the one rule, and this is, I don't know why, you know, I'm thinking, and you're all going to say this is the grossest thing in the world, but I'm going to go with this. I'm thinking that as we're all born, what should happen is we should all have like a little instruction manual that pops out right with us, you know? Maybe tied to that umbilical cord wrapped in plastic
and a piece of paper.
Manual. And, yeah, piece of paper. And one of the most important things that could be on there maybe is the instructions on how a person should communicate with an angel.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I really do. So now we know that everyone needs to be born with a little plastic instruction manual that says it's okay to talk to the angels, but you must ask them for help. Every once in a while, people say to me, well, you know, I feel like I'm not worthy or I'm not as important enough. Or if the angels were sent by God, why don't they just know what I need and do it? But the one little rule there is that you are required to ask the angel for help. They are not allowed to help you unless in a life-saving situation. They're not
mm-hmm.
supposed to help you. So you've got to ask those angels, please help me. And they definitely will help you. They'll be there for you. So I would suggest that that you do that. Everybody, ask the angels for help. Ask them for assistance, because if you do that, they'll be there, and they'll be there with love. Now, we've done shows on angels and how they've helped people over the years. But one of the ones that I think is the coolest was just recently. My daughter was showing me a video of a train going down the track. It was like a subway train, and a baby had, you know, the strollers. I don't understand why they don't have bars or ramps on these subway tracks, because people are
constantly. They do. I don't really understand that.
They really don't. A lot of them don't. Once you get down to the track, there's nothing.
Wow.
And so this little stroller went right onto the track, and it happened to be caught all on a TV screen
mm-hmm.
on the video. And so they were able to not only reach down and videotape that, but pull the tape off and then show it, and it went viral. And it looks like an angel coming down
mm-hmm.
and over the baby. The train passes and the baby's fine. How is that
freaky.
Humanly possible?
Yes,
I mean,
freaky.
That is just amazing, right? So there is a way. There's a way for that to happen, and I think that it's just belief in angels. In that case, the baby surely didn't ask. Maybe the mother asked, but like I said, if you're saving a person's life, then that's allowed and that's okay.
Okay.
But if you're not saving a person's life, then
so then you have to ask.
You have to ask. So let's talk about some examples tonight. We spoke with Denise. You know, she needed some financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be writing those things on the paper. It wouldn't hurt for her to say, you know, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, can you please help me with my financial situation?
Mm-hmm.
I need better financial health, I need better mental health, I need better strength, and I need a better place to live. And I think that if she were to ask for those things, they would come to her in such quantity that she'd never have to ask for them again. You know,
oh.
I truly feel that way. You know, we all talk about, and I've said this, the secret in manifesting and the universal law of energy and how, you know, positive attracts positive and negative attracts negative. I do
mm-hmm.
believe in all those things, but I believe that all those things are very sublimely connected to one universal source of energy, and that is which is God to me. And for some people, God is God, and for some people, it's Buddha, and for some people, it's, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
wishy-washy. It doesn't really matter what you call them. But as long as everyone has a divine source.
Right, there's a divine
right,
being.
Right, and so I think that, you know, all the things that we read about, because we talk about this sometimes. We have these. Yellow would love to be at a luncheon with Jessica and I because our conversations can go anywhere, right?
They can go from many things
from
to many,
many
things.
And so we were talking about like UFOs and you know, do you believe in UFOs and do you believe they're out there? And both Jessica and I believe that there
Absolutely.
Is other beings out there. And then someone might say, well, how does that how can you reconcile that with being Catholic and with being Christian and with believing in God? And my response is always the same, simply that God is the creator of all,
right?
So God created the other planets. God created the sun, the moon, and the universe.
Right.
Somebody said to me the other day that they weren't so comfortable with astrology. And I said, yeah, but, you know, astrology just means the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the astrologers or astrology, the three wise men would never have been able to be guided to the birth of Jesus. Again, something that was put there by God. And
right.
it was mentions that God guided them with the sun, the moon, and the stars. So I think that, you know, sometimes people are always looking for that. Where's that one book or that one piece of material, that one bit of information that pulls it all together? I think that we as human beings have to use the ability that God gave us of free thinking, free will, free mind, free spirit, and to think about, like, okay, are there UFOs? Well, yeah, I think there are. I think that it's a given. But I think that, you know, that is just more of what God put out there.
Right.
And maybe because we only use such a very small percentage of our brain now, why did God give us such a big brain if we only are using such a small percentage? Maybe we're still maturing. Maybe as human beings or as beings,
right.
You know, we'll start to be able to use more and more of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, some of these other things that are out there will come into play and we'll understand it more and more.
Right.
No.
Well, I agree. And why you would think that you see all these planets and all these things,
right.
that we would be the only beings.
It doesn't make sense. And quite frankly, if we were the only place that was inhabitable, it would be a little bit scary. Because we see that our natural resources are getting used up. We see that, you know, toxins are seeping into our groundwater system and filtration into the filtration systems of the dirt that, you know, I mean, it's not the healthiest place to live. We're seeing massive animal deaths and fish and birds and all kinds of things. And so, you know, I think in all our lifetimes, our children's lifetimes, it's going to be fine, and even our great-great-grandchildren's lifetimes. But I think there's going to become a tipping
point. But who knows eventually?
Yeah, there's going to become a tipping point where we can't just keep doing what we do and living the way we live. We're going to eventually, you know, it's just a matter of logic. You're going to see the numbers increasing, so what's going to happen?
What's
going
to happen to all your resources eventually?
Right, eventually. So it makes sense that as we grow and we become smarter and we start using maybe more of our brain, maybe there will be other inhabitable planets with other beings that have been sent out to learn how to use that and make that happen. So sometimes I just want to say this. Never look down at a person for their beliefs. And this is just to everybody who's listening tonight. Always remember, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I don't know anybody, not one person other than God, who's been able to say what's really going on, what's really happening.
Right.
And so keep an open mind and treat others the way you want to be treated, but don't discount anything, because when you look
at it
all,
you don't know that you're right and they're wrong.
Exactly.
You have no idea.
You don't know. And the truth is, unless any one of us has been out there
unless you have proof.
Right, and I don't know about you, but I haven't been on any Star Trek vessels lately, have you?
No, even though I would like to.
I know you would. You would love that more than... You would go, wouldn't you?
I would absolutely go.
So let me ask, this is a great question. If a Star Trek vessel was available for you to get on and go 5 light years away, would you do it?
I wouldn't want to leave my kids.
Right.
But
what if your kids could come?
If my kids could come, I absolutely would go.
You would?
I would.
Huh. That's interesting. I can't answer that.
Explore brave new worlds. Boldly go where no man has gone before.
You sound very Ray Bradbury to me.
I'm a Trekkie, okay?
I guess you are. I would do the split finger thing.
I can't
never
do it.
Do that.
I can't do it.
Thing. But the Vulcan, isn't that the Vulcan something? See, I did catch it. You know, I did watch all the old
I'm
Star
rubbing
Trek.
Off on you.
And I did watch the new, okay, I'll admit, the new Star Trek.
It's really good.
I watched. It was awesome. Yes, I wasn't going
to
tell you.
And you used to make fun of me. Oh, science fiction. Oh, you're such a geek.
I know that there is a hidden treasure of knowledge, and I'm searching to find it. That's my goal. And I will always be a treasure hunter, as I believe you are.
I am, absolutely.
Which is,
and that's why, you know, the whole other worlds thing is just fascinating.
It really is. I mean, just imagine the possibility of those things. There's a new show on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, called The Zero Hour, I believe it's called.
What's
and
that?
And it's with the guy who used to be on ER. He's one of the original doctors.
Oh,
baldy
really?
Guy with the glasses now.
The who guy?
What, the unattractive one. Well, I don't mean he's unattractive, but next to George Clooney, you know. he was the guy who was balding, and he had glasses. And
balding?
Yeah, he was one of the original ER doctors. But anyway, you'll know him as soon as you see him.
Yeah, and I watched ER.
But he's the star of this new show, and it's about how his wife owns like a clock shop, and she was at an antique meet and picked up this clock, and it's one of the 12 clocks that were made, and they unleashed this secret that's going to make the world end and all this stuff. And so it's kind of interesting. It would have been great if it was in a movie. It's, for me, it's way too long and boring for a TV show. But I'm always, like everyone else, or these shows wouldn't be successful, fascinated
right.
by that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have Nicolas Cage, who came out with those movies where they were always unearthing the...
National Treasures.
Yes, National mm-hmm. Treasures, which is wonderful, and Raiders of the Lost Ark, where, you know, they combine religion
yes.
and treasure hunting,
mm-hmm.
and it's so really fascinating, but yet... When you watch all of this, and there's a new series that's going to be starting on, I believe it's ABC, and I think it's a 6-show miniseries about, you know, is there really life out there, and what we're doing as a government to contact those entities.
That's a very good question.
It really is, and I thought, wow, that's the first time I ever heard someone. You know, it's so easy when you see something in the star. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
they say, oh, look at this picture, this flying saucer, and you're like, right, whatever. But the reality is, when you hear, what is the government doing? So is the government doing something?
I'm sure the government has done a lot that we just don't know about.
But why don't we know about? Why can't
because
we know
they
about
don't
it?
Want to freak millions of people out.
And is it your?
Because the problem is, people have a tendency to panic.
Yeah, I think
with
they
things
do.
That they don't understand or know, you know.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think
mm-hmm.
they get really scared, and then they. I think you're absolutely right.
So I think
right.
you know, and it's easier to say nothing.
Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right.
Not that that's the right thing to do, because we have every right to know what's going on in our world.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know?
Yeah, I know. You're absolutely right. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer isn't. I just know that as we grow and as we become more, develop a higher level of consciousness as human beings, I think that we're all going to be enlightened greatly. And I think angel
yeah.
communication is one way to be more enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see this caller has called back in, and maybe we'll be able to get a connection.
A better connection.
We'll try. 717-329, is that you? Okay, nope, still not coming through. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to take that caller. But we certainly did try. And that's a shame.
Yeah, you could hear some whistling noise.
Yeah, it was a whistling noise. So, but, you know, there's always a reason for everything, so it was meant not to take that caller tonight.
There you go.
I want to thank everybody for being with us here this Wednesday night. It's been a wonderful evening, and I'm
it
so
has.
Glad that my voice is back and I'm able to do the show again, because we miss doing it.
I know.
And unfortunately, this coming weekend, we did have a really cool weekend plan that we were going to tell you all about, but we can't tell you about it because we can't do it till the following weekend. So
and I'm very upset.
I know, so am I. We're going to have to wait till next week's show to reveal the fun Adventure Saturday
plan. And it's
plan.
Exciting.
It's
going to
be really
adventurous.
Cool. And I want to thank Denise for sending that link to me so that I could – we are going to try and do some workshops across the country, certainly up and down the south, east, and northeast.
That would be great.
And that way we can get out and meet some of our – because we have – people don't realize, we literally have thousands and thousands of listeners on this show.
Absolutely.
People don't realize it because they think, well, they're just the number of people that are calling
mm-hmm.
in, but it's really not.
I remember when we first started the show, we had like 30 listeners.
I know.
78. They went up to 1,500. They went up to 2,000. Next thing you know, it just went exponentially large. And so we really appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us, and we love doing it. And don't forget to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be here. In the meantime, have a blessed week, okay? Take care, everybody.
We both lost sound still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Whether something I said or something I did my words not come out right? Though I try not to hurt you, yeah, I try. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Yeah, it does.
Never meant.